Welcome to the Apple for Hits podcast. Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to use live radio with Siri on iOS. What is this live radio feature? Well, that's a great question. Obviously, you could be able to listen to different various radio stations using with Siri. No, it isn't the live radio as you think. Well, kind of, sort of, as you think you would with a transistor radio. You know, when you flip that on, you get the local stations, you can pop it on. It is similar to that. It's not that your phone has an FM chip or anything like that, so you're not getting the radio straight from your phone or over the air. Basically, we're going to use live radio through internet. So there are various internet radio streaming out there. And what I meant by kind of, sort of, well, there are many local stations in my area, around your area, whatever have not, that will take their live radio station and stream it on the internet. There are tens of thousands, if not about 100,000 plus radio station you can pick from. They're not always live radios that you get over the air. Sometimes people have exclusive radio stations just can be only heard through the internet and various things like that. Now, this feature, I want to let you know, only is available in certain countries at this time of cast. So check your country if they're available or participating in the live radio. So in this first example, I'm going to use some of the what we have live radio station over the air in my area. So right now I live in the area of Kansas City, and there are several radio stations I'm going to use an example. Typically, to get these, all you have to do is know the call sign or frequency or the nickname. What does that mean? Well, the call sign is the actual radio station name. I'll get to that in a few moments. Frequency, obviously, if whatever's on the dial. So if your radio station is 96.5, that is 96.5. That's your frequency. Does it have a nickname? So this one obviously have the buzz. So we have like 101 the Fox, 93.3 the Mix. We have 96.5 the Buzz. So let's use that first one as an example. So I'm going to use this one. Play 96.5 the Buzz.
Now playing 96.5 The Buzz.
And there we have it. So we have 96.5. So let's stop it here. Stop. So that is one example. Now, the cool thing about this is for somehow, some way, it knows your location. So it knows that I am in Kansas City. I know, kind of creepy, right? Well, that's just how the nature of the internet works. Everybody seems to know where you live. So in this example, I'm only going to say the frequency, 93.3. How does it know that I don't want 93.3 from Los Angeles or Denver or Chicago or New York? That is because it knows your location. So I'm just going to say 93.3. Play 93.3.
Here's Mix 93.3.
To be huge next season.
Reason number two.
Right.
It's completely
so
free to say vaping.
Stop. As you can hear, it automatically knew it was 93.3 the Mix. That's exactly the right call. Not really the call sign, but more like their frequency and nickname. So it knew 93.3 the Mix is the one in my area. How cool is that? Now, if you know the call sign, I'm going to just pick one here. There's one called KPBS Radio Reading Service. So let's try that one. Play KPBS Radio Reading Service.
Here's KPBS Radio Reading Service.
Accommodative monetary policy.
And there we go.
In three
There's
interest rate
the latest
cuts
from KPBS. Stop. So those are the examples how you can get the various radio station by using their call name, frequency, and nickname. Now, let's just say we have some global radio stations. So, in other words, these two radio stations I'm going to demonstrate are global-wide that are available on the radio, except they will vary by frequency, meaning like I'm going to use an example of Radio Disney, for example. And this is available in all cities or most cities, but it changes on different frequencies. So you can just specifically go straight to that radio station of Radio Disney. So I can just say, play Radio Disney.
Okay, playing Radio Disney.
Here we go. Stop here. Stop. Another one that is an example like this would be ESPN. That's another radio service that depends on the frequency across the country as well. So you could just play ESPN Radio. Play ESPN Radio.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Although you did have to spend most of your day writing about Mitch.
So if you're in the sports,
unfortunately, that's a great way to
listen to.
My apologies.
Stop. Now, you can ask for international countries that are participating. So let's say United Kingdom, for example. I want to hear the BBC Radio 4. So you can ask her to do that. So let's try that. Play BBC Radio 4.
Okay. Playing BBC Radio 4.
And here we have BBC Radio 4. Stop. So that comes all the way from United Kingdom, for example. Now, there are radio stations that are not over the air or across the countries, but more or less just internet radio stations. So a nice, fine one here. Recently, we just had Michael Hansen go on to a radio called 195 The Globe. It's geared specific for those with low vision and blind, so they had a nice discussion about AppleViz and all the things related with this. So if you know an internet radio station, just say the name and it should play. Play 195 The Globe.
Now playing The Globe.
Rounding area. More about the story of Goshen Brewing Company is available
so
online
I'm gonna
at
stop
goshenbrewing.com.
Stop. Now, of course, there are some pretty neat stations that are well known on cable providers or even satellite providers that have different channels that are also streaming all the time. For example, I'm going to use CNN, for example. Pretty much everybody knows what CNN is. So if you like to listen to CNN exactly right now on the TV, yes, it's for free. So we could just say play CNN. Play CNN Radio.
Here's CNN.
Drive and kicked off my desire to become active politically.
Okay.
That
so
day
live.
When I got fired,
well, we
I
got
went
on
home
CNN.
And signed up
so
to work
let's
the
stop
polls.
Here. Stop. Now, a couple things to note before I let you go. One is that I noticed there's a slight delay. Obviously, from the over-the-air radio station, there's about a 20-30 second delay over what you would have on the transistor radio. And obviously, the CNN, it will be also the same thing. So it has a little bit slight of a delay. Not a big deal, but I thought I'd let you know about that. Now, how do I know or where can I go to see all these types of radio stations? How do I know and what name to call them and stuff like that? And to find out about the different various stations that you can use? Well, that's a great question. All you need to do and is pretty much just go to your choice of a web browser, and we're going to bring up one site called TuneIn Radio. And so we're just going to type in TuneIn for TuneIn. So go to TuneIn.com. And that will bring up a site, and there is a search box there, and search for whatever you want, because sometimes you may not know the call sign or the nickname or whatever, have not, or you don't know the specific word. You have to be very specific in your word, because otherwise it won't work. Like earlier, I was using KPBS, Radio Reading Service. Now, if I said it any differently, it won't work. So you have to say it specifically what it finds within the sites I'm going to give you. So TuneIn is one of those stations you can go to. So TuneIn, the other one is radio.com, and the last one is iHeart.com. Those three websites will have a search box. You can search for various things that you're looking for and then pull out your Siri and see you can pull that station up. That is where Siri is pulling all the radio stations or internet radio station for live radio from, and it's pulling it from those three sources. All right, well, I hope that is useful, and I hope you enjoy this new feature. And this is how to use live radio with Siri on iOS. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.